Shalom to all! Today's Avzer Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Chaf, and we are starting Yud Tes Amud Beis, the bottom line with the words Kamra Mana and Vilna Shuris Daf. It's on Yud Beis Amud Beis right at the beginning. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas, March Mirim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're right in the middle of a Sugya. There was a Mishnah quote from Bacharis that says that all animals born from Tishrei, the first of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, until the 29th of the next Elul, which is the day before next Rosh Hashanah, they're all considered the same year from Ma'aseh Behema, and they're allowed to be Meisered together. Now when it comes to the Meiser of produce, there are two ways to determine what year this particular thing is part of. With fruit, it's basar chanata, flowering. With grain, it's basar shlish. When it reaches a third of its growth, that's because it's technically edible then. Now, must be, says Rabbi Yosi in the Gemara, the Meiser Behema isn't like either. It's not like chanata, because if it was, then the determination would be based off when the animal becomes pregnant, not when it actually gives birth. And it can't be a shlish either, because we just said the shlish of the grain means that it's roi lachila, and an animal born within 8 days of Rosh Hashanah is not roi lachila, because we know that an animal could only be eaten when it's 8 days old. Therefore, if Meiser Behema was like a shlish, then the Mishnah should have said any animal born from Rosh Hashanah until the 22nd of Elul could be Meiser together, not until the 29th of Elul. Then Rosh Hashanah came along and suggested that really Meiser Behema is like shlish, and even though this animal born within 8 days of Rosh Hashanah is an edible, and we have to wait until it's 8 days old to be able to eat it, nonetheless it could be Meisered because that's what Reb Shimon holds. So Mishnah's Reb Shimon. However, now the Gemara continues this. Come Reb Mana in Reb Shammai. Reb Mana got up to speak with Reb Shammai about what he said. Amar Lehi asked him, Chaf Amar Alpha on top. You said this thing, you answer like this. So Amar Lehi said, and yes, 100%, that was my answer. So Amar Lehi, Reb Mana asked him, Vatanina, and we learned in a mission over there in Bechairas. Ben Azai says, Ha'eluliyim mis'asim v'nei atzman, the animals which were born in Elul, they have Meiser taken off by themselves, they're not part of either year. Now, Loya filu noilet ad asim v'tishab Elul, doesn't that mean even if they're born up until the 29th of Elul? And if that's true, then we have a problem. Islach Meir Ben Azai, Krib Shimon, Loy Kerabonon, does that mean that Ben Azai is like Krib Shimon, not like the Rabonon, that even though the animal is not royal achila yet, it still could have Meiser taken off of it before the new year, and it's not like Rabbanon, which means that we would have two opinions not being like the Rabbanon, which is problematic. Usually we have more people going like the Rabbanon, not less. And then Ramon gives a different understanding. Come on, that to Amar al the Rabbanon, just like you would say regarding the Rabbanon themselves, that Manichan Lashon Habav, Ahin Mis Asum B'nei Shnason, that if somebody has animals which were born after the 22nd of Elul, so they're not able to be eaten that year, what do? We're Manich them, that we leave them for the next year, and they have Meiser taken off of them with those that are born in their year. Came out to Amar al-Ben Azai, you'd say the same thing in Shitas Ben Azai, the Manichan L'Garen Haba, we wait for the next Gairen, for the next point that we're going to be taking off Meiser, Behemis Asim B'nei Elul, and they're going to have Meiser taken off of them with others that were born in Elul. Now, what comes out from this whole discussion is that Meiser Behema is taken off of animals based off of the year that they were born, not necessarily the year that they're able to be eaten. Because again, even if they were born within 8 days of Rosh Hashanah and they can't be eaten then, that's still considered their year for Meiser Behema. So we see this regarding something else. Amar Rav Chana says, Zoysa Meres, this tells us, Yomim Shabachar Mechusar Zman Bohen, the days that a Bechar, a firstborn animal, is considered Mechusar Zman, Oilin Lo Yosach Shnasai, that counts as part of its year. We know that a firstborn kosher male animal, it's called a Bechar, it's automatically Kaddish, and it's brought up and given to a Kayin, and it's used as a carbon. However, it has to be done within its first year of life. As we've been saying, that within its first 8 days of life, it's not allowed to be eaten, so that's considered Mechusar Zman. It can't be eaten yet. And you technically have a question, so when do we count its first year of life? Do we count it only from when it's able to be eaten or not? And that's what Rav Chana is telling us, that no, we already start counting its first year of life the moment it's born, even though it's not able to be eaten yet. Now Rav Mana says, Rav Yoina Abba, my father Rav Yoina, Shom Lomin Adal, he learned this from the following pasuk. The pasuk by Bechar tells us, Kol Bechar Sheyival Bevkar Chavetzoncha Hazachar V'chulu, and really the next word is the important one here, Takdish L'Hashem Alekecha, any Bechar that's born to you, you shall sanctify, you shall be Makdashit for Hashem your God. And we know that the moment the animal is born, it's automatically Kaddish. So what does that mean, that you shall be Makdashit? You're not being Makdash anything. Hakatzad has understood, the answer is Mishasli Dasai Atmoin Leshano. When you say you should be Makdashit, it doesn't mean that you're officially proclaiming a Kaddish, as we just said, it's already Kaddish the moment it's born. It means you should start counting that year that you have to eat it within from the first moment that it's born. That's what it means, Takdish Hashem Lekecha. So you see that even though it's Mechusar Zman and there's a technical issue that you're not able to eat it the first 7 days of its life, you have to wait till 8 days, nonetheless, that's still considered part of the first year. Moving on to Halacha Beis, we continue discussing the Trumas Halishka. The Mishnah tells us, Shalish kupais, shalish sa'in terminus halishka, that when they do trumas halishka 3 times during the year, they're taking out money and they're filling it into 3 different boxes, and each box holds 3 sa'a. Kafon beis on top, because of alein, what's written on these boxes? Aleph, beis, gimel, that's basically box 1, 2, and 3, so we have an aleph, a beis, and a gimel on them. Now Rishmol says, Yuvanis kasav aleihen, it was Greek letters that were written on them, alpha, beta, gamma, and that's how we're able to determine which box is which. Now, ena tarim nechnas, the one who's being tarim, the one who's taking the money out of the trumas halishka to fill the box, boxes, he doesn't go in, lebe pargud chafos, not with his garment, which is hemmed, it can't have a hem turned up, vlebe minov, lebe sandal, not with shoe or sandals, vlebe tefillah, not with tefillin, vlebe kamea, not with some sort of amulet worn around him. Why is that? Shemayani, maybe he's going to become poor later on. Vyemer, people are going to say, mehavayna lishka hani, he became poor because of the sin of the lishka, since he went in with shoes or sandals, or a hemmed garment, or one of these things, where he could technically slip money into it, there would be this chashash that maybe he stole money, slipped it into his garment or whatever it is, and he became poor because of that. Aishem or Yashir, maybe he's going to become rich that year. They're going to say, Mitchum Salishka has here. He became rich because of Chum Salishka. And the reason why he has to be extra careful not to have people think this is because Sha'adam Sarchlotzis, Yidea Brias, Kedech Shud Sarchlotzis, Yidea Makaim. A person has to be very careful when it comes to people and the way they're going to look at him and things they might say about him. The same way, he has to make sure to be clean with Hashem. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Visem Nikiyim Me Hashem Umi Yisrael. You should be clean or you should be innocent in the eyes of Hashem and Yidin. Vayomer, the Pasuk says, Mitzachin V'Seichel Toiv Be'enu L'Kim V'Adam. You should find favor and good seichel, good understanding or appreciation in the eyes of Hashem and people, and therefore you have to go above and beyond making sure that your actions are not going to lead people to suspect you of doing something improper. Now the Mishnah told us that the Truma Salishka was done into three boxes that were three saw each. And now we're going to bring up another discussion that has shaychus to our Mishnah. We have to add a few words into the gear. So Taman Taninon, over there, Masechus Shabbos, we learned in the Mishnah, Mefanin Afilu Arba V'Chamesh Kupois, that on Shabbos, if we have to clear away an area because of guests or learning purposes, and there's a whole bunch of stuff there, so we're allowed to clear away even four or five boxes of straw or grain, no problem. And that's not considered a Tirchan Shabbos. And here's where we pick up with our Gemara, Reb Zeir Shal Reb Yeshua, Reb Zeir asked Reb Yeshua, Kamahu Shiur and Shal Kupas. What's the shear of these boxes? You say we're allowed to clear away four or five boxes, no problem. Well, how big are these boxes? Are they giant packing boxes? Are they small boxes the size of Cheerios or cornflakes? How big are they? So Amar Leh, Reb Yeshua told him, Noma Tosman Amfarish. Let's learn that which is closed from that which is open. This is closed, we don't know this din, but there's another din which is similar, which is open, that we do have clarity on. Tani, because we have a braisa, b'shalish kupas, b'shalish sa'in, three boxes, each that are three saw, shehin tisha sa'in, that's a total of nine saw, shehin esen v'sheva sa'in, that's a total of 27 saw over the year, terminus ha'lishka, they take machas ha'shekel, and v'kas v'alein, what's written on these boxes, aleph beis gimel, and v'nei ma'kas v'alein, aleph beis gimel, why is aleph beis gimel written on these boxes, or here we have a little bit of a clarification of our Mishnah, let me tell you, and we take out the word ein, that mistapik min harishayna kadim l'shnia, we're going to take money from the first box before the second, and mishnia kadim l'shlishas, we're going to take from the second before the third, as we see very clearly from this braisa, and really we could have learned this from the Mishnah as well, that how big is a box? Three saw. That's the standard size of a box. And therefore we would say that on Shabbos, that when we're allowed to clear away four or five boxes, that means each box is allowed to be three saw. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with another discussion very similar to this one, where we have one source where something's clear, another source where it's not clear, and we bring the two together to clarify everything. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.